Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. I realized the other day I've been doing this podcast for nearly 12 years. I did it for a couple of years before I actually put it up on Podbean, shared it in a variety of other locations. I also realized, and I apologize, I know I've gotten about 8 messages so far, which is pretty high. I haven't done a Fred and Ed story in a while, so I'm sure I've got one in me somewhere. I just haven't taken the time to put down the outline so I can generate the Fred and Ed podcast. So it's in the works. It's coming. Today it's June 15th, 2021, and it happens to be my 30th wedding anniversary. So I'm trying to get ready for the celebration this evening and kind of, try to get my head straight. I'm also trying to deal with some of the weather issues that are currently plaguing the DC area. We've had hotter than normal early June temperatures, followed, by a really cooler May, and just, it's been an odd weather year. And for the most of you that know, or if you don't know, I'm a huge weather geek. I believe in knowing what the weather is locally. It's important, right? You think global, act local, kind of details. But when it comes to weather, I always believe it's best to know what's actually happening around you. If you look at the National Weather Service for Washington, D.C., it's normally 5 to 6 degrees warmer than it is in the suburbs. So, for example, if it's 34 in D.C., it's actually 28 in the burbs. And that's important, right? Because the difference between 34 is rain and 28 is snow, or unfortunately, if it was rain falling, it's now freezing rain when it lands. So, you care about that kind of stuff, or at least I do. The other thing about the newer weather stations that are available now is they actually also detect lightning. And so one of the things that my weather station does is alerts me when lightning is within 25 miles. If I'm out on a walk, that lets me know that I need to pay attention to the sky a little bit more than normal, just because I don't want to be out in the storm when the lightning hits, right? So it's kind of a, critical path of what you do or don't do, as it were. I talked about the Mowcaster, which is the podcasting system I started using. I don't know, it's probably been 4 months. I actually enjoy the system so much, that's why I've moved to the weekly podcast from, 2 a month that I was doing in the past. So this is the 3rd in my weekly podcast series, and really having Mowcaster really makes a difference. It's a great solution, great product. I highly recommend it if you are into podcasting or creating audio files of any form. It's really a critical path tool to have, making podcasting simple, as it were. And it's all digital, right? So you don't have to do any conversions, you don't have any tape, you don't have any media to deal with. You're only dealing with, however much audio you can store on your hard drive, which in my case at this point looks like my hard drive is less than 30% full, so I could probably talk for a couple of days. Kind of violates the tenet of my podcast. My podcast rule was always between 4 and 5 minutes, and not much more than that. It's a quick hit. It's just a, what am I doing? What am I thinking about? Where am I? Kind of situation. I try to avoid making it into a long and extensive 35 to 40 minute podcast, because ultimately, I find that I start to fade after about 20 minutes in a podcast, right? If it's gone for 20, I tend to fade at about 10, right? I mean, I just get tired of listening to it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. My name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.